Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
Welcome, Todd, to the program.
Thanks, Patty.
Todd, you know, you're known as the modern hymn trio, Selah. Tell us about the meaning of your name and why you decided to name your group Selah.
Well, actually, Selah has about 40 connotations, so they really don't know what it means. It's a Hebrew word. If you look in the book of Psalms, you'll see it, and it's a little word all by itself. But a couple of the connotations that we took were, one was to lift the voices in praise or to pause and reflect. Those were the two main things, to pause and reflect, to stop and think about it, or to lift the voices in praise.
So what caused you to decide to name the group Selah?
Well, when you're starting off as a group, every name sounds really bad. It sounds cheesy, or it doesn't seem like it's going to work. And so we went through a whole gamut of names, and finally Alan's roommate, we were all in college together, and they were looking through some magazines or some newspapers, and he was looking at the funnies, actually, the comics. He saw for Selah for some reason, or Selah, as we used to say it early in the day, and he's like, well, what about Selah? And so then when Alan asked me, I was like, why don't we say Selah, because I think that sounds a little more masculine than Selah. And so that's kind of how we came up with it. And then we found out the meaning, and then that really fit, because we'd already made the project. Our very first CD, we did an independent project, and it was just piano, vocal, and hymns. The meaning really fit with what we sang.
So you mentioned going to college together. Which college did you guys go to?
Nicole went to Wheaton College, and then Amy, who's in the group now, took Nicole's place. She went to some local colleges in California, but Alan and I met at Belmont University. People would be familiar with Jenny Owens. She went there. Brad Paisley, he was a classmate of ours, and Melinda Doolittle, who recently has done well in American Idol, she graduated from there. So most of the country music industry and most of the Christian music industry would be graduates of Belmont, or a majority. If you were looking at a single school that's had the biggest impact on those two industries, it would be Belmont. So it's a great music school.
Todd, your bio says, concerning Selah, revealing the heart of the song has always been the theme for Selah. So how do you go about doing this?
Well, I think the two bywords that we have had throughout every project we've made are comfort and encouragement. What we do, because of so many of the hymns that we do, a lot of times there are great stories behind the song. And there are several books that are out. I think one's called 101 Hymns. Another one's called 101 More Hymns. There's another one called Amazing Grace. And they give the background to a lot of the stories. And so in concert, we'll share several of the songs as to how they were written. So you have a song like It As Well, written by Horatio Spafford. He wrote that after four of his daughters drowned in the ocean. Precious Lord was written by Thomas Dorsey after his wife died giving birth to their child. And the baby, I think it was a little boy, he died also. And he was, here he was out doing ministry, got a telegram, came back home. I think his initial reaction was, God, I have no use for you. And then they had to literally carry him in to the funeral service. And they sat him down, and he sat right there and wrote the song. And so when you're able to share that, and we find that in concert, or we'll usually write an intro to each song in our CD jackets, you'll find, everywhere you go, people are suffering. People are going through something. They're dealing with something, and so when they can hear a lyric, and a lot of times a lyric may come across like the author had everything together, you hear It As Well with My Soul, and you're like, well, man, everything in my life, really stinks, how is this guy able to say this? And then you find out he wrote that after he lost four children. Well, then it gives credibility to it, and then it's like, okay, how did he have the power? And that power came through the Lord. Then it encourages people in a way that I think just singing the song wouldn't do when they know the meaning behind it. So that's a big way that we try to connect with people, to talk about the songs and talk about how they were written.
Isn't it amazing, Todd, the way passion, soul is a major component of music, and the way it connects with the listeners and makes a difference with the listeners?
Absolutely. I think it's like with anything. People want to believe in something. They will follow people who believe in something. When you have political leaders that come around every 4 years, or, and you're trying to look at, okay, well, what does this person believe, whether it's social issues or economic issues, and then you're looking at, well, do they really mean it, or are they just saying what they need to say to get voted for? for. And I think it's the same thing with, so much so with faith. You know, Jesus talks about the most important thing is loving one another, loving him and loving one another. And if it's a sincere love, you know, if you take away all the junk and you admit your mistakes and you really love people, they're going to be drawn to that, and they're going to be drawn to you, and they're going to be drawn to him, and they want to see sincerity. And so I think it's the same thing in our jobs, and in particular with my job, singing. If, you know, we can get up there and we can sound good and hit all the notes perfect, but people can tell when you're just going through the motions or when you're really sincere about it, when you believe in it. And I think when you can be passionate about it, even for someone who may not believe in Jesus, it just really connects with them, and they're drawn to it because they want to go. It's like whenever I see someone who maybe amazes me with just their lifestyle and how they've loved God, especially through suffering or through going through something, and yet there's still such a sincerity and hope and love, and you're like, okay, I want that. So I think passion really does, it makes it real, and people follow that.
Tell us about your most recent project.
The most recent project that we're working on is actually going to be coming out in 2008, and we have one that just came out about a year ago called Bless the Broken Road, and it's a duets project. And so we have a bunch of different Christian artists, from Cole C. Mullen to Nicole Nordeman, Jason Crabb of the Crabb Family, and just a slew of artists. And then the next project we're going to be working on, we haven't titled it yet, but it's going to be going back to our roots, which we've been around for 10 years. And so we just wanted to do an album like the first one. So it's real broken down, piano vocal. It's pretty much all hymns. And it's an album I'm, you know, and I don't just say this, I'm really excited about it, because I feel like we've really captured what we've always done, especially with the hymns. So it's just going to be a project, you know, with My Jesus, I Love Thee. I'm forgetting all the songs that we have. I wish I had a list here, but Standing on the Promises, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. There's one song that I wrote with some friends of mine called Beautiful Terrible Cross, and it just is a contrast between the image of the cross. You know, it's, when you think about it, we don't sing a song called Oh, the Electric Chair, Oh, the Electric Chair, but we do with the cross. And it really was this horrible way of giving justice to people who'd done awful things, you know. And I think sometimes it could take up to 3 days for a man to die, and they really died of suffocation. And so it's this horrible thing, yet so many of our songs that we sing are, oh, at the cross, you know. And sometimes I don't think we always get the full picture of it. So a friend of mine wrote the lyric to the song, and it's just kind of contrasting how awful it was, and yet because of that sacrifice on that cross, we're saved. So just kind of putting those together. So that'll be out spring of 2008.
Todd, if someone wants to get in touch with Sela or shoot an email, do you guys have a web address that they can touch base with?
They can go to selahonline.com, S-E-L-A-H online, all one word. They can find out where we're going to be. The best way, there is a message board there, but we don't, we check up on that one occasionally. The best one is we have a MySpace, and it's MySpace/Sela, I believe. I'm not the most computer literate, but Amy, who's in our group, she handles all the emails personally in that, and she's really good about getting back to people. And so that would be the best way for people to connect with us.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program today.
You're welcome, Patty. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.